I'm going to ask you to turn over to a familiar passage of Scripture in the book of Psalms. It's 103, Psalms 103, and we're going to read five verses there, verse 1 through verse number 5. Psalms 103, verse 1 through verse number 5. The psalmist writes and says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." Can I just stop right there for just a moment this morning to let you know that there are benefits in serving the Lord? The Bible plainly tells us that the way of the transgressor is hard. But the psalmist says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgives all of thine iniquities, and who healeth all of thy diseases. Who redeems thy life from destruction, and who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." And I'm going to stop right there this morning, and we're going to pray and ask the Lord for his help, for his anointing in ministering the word. Heavenly Father, we are thankful today for the opportunity that you have granted to us to be in the house of the Lord. And we are thankful today, Father, for the presence of the Holy Spirit that we have sensed as we have worshiped and as we have sang our songs of praise unto you today, Lord. Thank you for the tender touch of your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the promise that when we meet in your name, you are in our midst. And this morning, Father, we come to the reading of your word, and we ask, Father, that you would add a blessing to the reading of the word of God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would anoint me of my own self. I am incapable. I am limited. I can do nothing without you. I pray that you would put your thoughts in my mind, that you would inspire what I speak, that you would anoint it with the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that you would let it come forth this morning through these lips of clay with simplicity and yet with the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Let Christ be exalted. Let the eyes of our understanding be opened that we may realize what are the benefits in serving our God. Father, this morning we ask that you would give us liberty in the house of the Lord to minister this, your word. We ask it now in the wonderful and mighty name of Jesus, and everyone in agreement said amen. Amen. So I want to title my message this morning, A Memorial of Our Benefits. A Memorial of Our Benefits. Of course, this is Memorial Day weekend, or Memorial Day Sunday. And I want to echo my wife's opening comments. We want to thank all of those who served in our armed forces, present, past, all of those that sacrificed and all of those that gave of themselves that we might enjoy the liberties that we currently enjoy. And let me just say, not just in our armed forces, but our first responders. Amen. Both those who are retired, Brother Kelly, and those who are still in the armed forces or still in the first responders. We appreciate all that you do on our behalf. Amen. It's not often easy. I posted a little thing on our Facebook page the other day that says, The blood of the patriots is the seed of freedom's tree. And let me just tell you, you know, I mean, it's a cliche, but freedom is not free. Freedom costs someone something. Can you say amen? And so we thank all of our veterans and we appreciate them with all of our hearts. But just as our veterans have sacrificed to purchase our freedom, our heavenly hero this morning, Jesus Christ, who the Bible calls the captain of our salvation, he laid down his life to give us spiritual freedom. And he gave his life in order to deliver unto us a package of benefits that we must never, never forget, and we must never allow the enemy to withhold from us. Let me just say that again. Christ gave us a package of benefits that we should never allow the enemy to take away from us or to withhold from us. Amen. Christ gave us benefits. A few weeks ago, Bill and Barb came into the church and they had handed me a little card, and I asked Barb if she would make some up and ask my wife to hand them out this morning for everyone that came in. So if you got one of those little cards, hold it up, look at it. Now listen what this little card says. When I read it, Bill and Barb came in and they handed it to me, and I read it and I said, man, that will preach. That will preach. I want you to say this with me. It says, I am saved. I am healed. I am delivered. I am protected. I am preserved. I am made whole in the name of Jesus. Amen. That is a powerful little reminder this morning of what the Lord has done for us. Amen. I asked her if she could make up some of these little cards and hand them out. I personally intend to carry this one in my wallet. Carry it in your purse. Tape it up on the bathroom mirror. But remind yourself often of what all God has done for us, what he has given to us, and what we should never allow the enemy to take away from us. Amen. The psalmist says here in our text, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. In other words, amen. Soul, I want you to worship the Lord. I want you to give thanks. Somebody said, well, Pastor Gary, I don't often feel like giving thanks. Amen. Let me just tell you, praise or thanksgiving has nothing to do with the way that we feel. It has everything to do with what he has done. Amen. Praise is not, or worship is not given according to how we feel, but it is an object of our will. I will bless the Lord. The psalmist said at all times, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless him. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it with everything that's in me. Amen. Amen. I'm not just going to give him a little hallelujah, but I'm going to give him full-blown praise. Amen. If I'm going to do it, somebody's going to look at me and go, that guy is radical, because I'm going to do it with all of my heart. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And then he goes on to say, bless the Lord, O my soul. And don't you dare forget everything that he has done. Amen. Don't forget all of his benefits. Amen. This morning, I just want to remind us that we must not forget the benefits when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. When we invited Him into our heart, He gave us a benefit package. Amen. He gave us some precious benefits, and we must never lose sight of them. So with that in mind, I'm just going to preach a little bit on that card. The first item, amen, it says, I am saved. How do I know that I've been saved? How do I know if I'm saved? That's one of His benefits. But how do I know that I have been saved? And I'll tell you how I know. I'll tell you how you can know, because the Word of God declares it so. Amen. Amen. Listen to what the Bible says. The psalmist said it there in verse number 3. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. He forgives all of thine iniquities. Now, I like that because it didn't say He forgives some of your iniquities. It doesn't say that He forgives part of your iniquities. But it says that He forgives us of all of our iniquities. Amen. In other words, the worst of the worst, from the guttermost, He is able to save to the uttermost. It doesn't matter where we have been or what kind of a cesspool He picked us up out of. His blood is able to wash us and make us clean from all of our iniquities. John the Baptist saw Him coming down the banks of the Jordan River and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Not some of the sins, but Jesus Christ dealt with the entire sin problem. Amen. And no matter where I've been and what I've been into, thank God His blood is enough to make me clean. Amen. The Bible declares that I have been saved. Romans chapter 10, verse number 9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse number 13, it says, whosoever, how many of you know whosoever means you, it means me, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts chapter 2, verse number 21 says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Acts chapter 16 and verse number 31 said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning that if you've believed and you've confessed and you've called upon the name of the Lord, then you can be saved. More, Romans chapter said, more in verse 9, chapter 9, or chapter 5, verse 9. It says, much more now, being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath that is to come. Being justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath to come. Romans 5 and 10 said, for if, listen to this, for if when we were enemies of God, we were reconciled unto God by the death of His Son, He said, then much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Now, what does that mean? Don't miss it because it's deep. He's saying that when we were enemies of God, when we were steeped in sin, And we were adversaries in the sight of God. Amen. God still reached out to us and reconciled us unto himself. The Bible said that God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What he's saying right here in Romans 5:10 is that while we were enemies and we were alienated from God, amen, God didn't just sit on heaven's side and said, you find a way to get to me, but God said, I'm going to find a way to get to you. And while we were enemies, he reconciled us unto himself. And then he goes on to say, much more, now that I've been reconciled, now that I'm no longer an enemy, now that I'm no longer on the outside looking in, but now that I've been reconciled, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. In other words, how much more can God do for us now that we're no longer on the outside looking in, but now that we've been reconciled and we've been brought in? Amen. Let me just tell you something, amen, this morning. The enemy would like to come along and beat us over the head sometime and tell us that we are not good enough and that we will never measure up and that we fall short, and he will tap on our shoulder and tell us all kind of lies. The devil is a liar this morning. Much more being reconciled with God. If God reached out to me, amen, when I was unreachable, then how much more is he able to save and keep me? Amen. Now that I've been reconciled to himself. You get that? I am saved. Amen. What does that mean? I'm saved. I'm redeemed. I'm a brand new creation. Amen. I'm a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. I've been washed in the blood. My name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. I've been made an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I belong to him and he is mine. I'm saved from my sin. I'm saved from the eternal flames of hell. I'm saved from the wrath that is to come. Amen. Beloved, thank God for salvation. I've been saved. Amen. And I'm putting that in the personal this morning. Amen. I have been saved. But I'm here to tell you, if you've received Christ, you have been saved. You have been redeemed. You have been washed in the blood. And that's just the beginning of his benefits. That's just the starting point. Hallelujah. I'm saved. Amen. I'm saved from the enemy. Number two, I am healed. I am healed. Sometimes you say, well, preacher, it doesn't sound right for me to say I'm healed and I'm saved. You need to know who you are in Christ. You need to remind yourself. It's a memorial. You need to remind yourself of the benefit package that he has given to us. I'm healed. How do I know that I'm healed? I believe this morning that healing is a part of the atoning work of Jesus Christ. It is a part of his benefit package. Verse number 3 said that he forgives all of our iniquities and he heals. Everybody said all. Not some, but all of our diseases. That's amazing. He heals all of our diseases. How do we know that? His word tells us. Exodus chapter 15 and verse number 26. This is what God said. He said, I am, not I was, and not I will be, but I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Psalms chapter 107 and verse number 20, it says that he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from their destruction. What this is God. God saying, I sent my word and I healed them. What word did he send? Amen. Listen to me this morning. John chapter 1 and verse number 1 said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And verse number 14, this is what it says, and the word who was God and was with God, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So what word did God send? God sent the word. He sent his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. That by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Jesus was the word that he sent. Jesus was the word that he sent. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 4 said, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. Somebody said, Pastor Gary, all of that's over in the Old Testament. Great, hop over in the New Testament with me. Amen. Mark chapter 16 and verse number 17 said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they'll cast out devils. In my name they'll speak with new tongues. And in my name, he said, if they pick up any deadly thing, it'll not harm them. Amen. And he said, and they'll lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Why? Because God is a healer. Amen, amen. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 24 said, he who him own self bare our sins upon the tree, and by whose stripes we were healed. Past tense. Amen. When did it happen? It happened at the cross. Amen. He paid the price at the cross. You can say, well, now, Pastor Gary, I believe that he used to. I believe that he did. Let me just tell you what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse number 8. It says that he is Jesus Christ, and he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if you believe that he did heal, then you got to believe he does heal. Amen. If you believe that he did and he does, he always will. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Somebody said, well, I know he can, but I don't know if he will. Amen. You have what I call leper syndrome. There was a leper that came to Jesus in the 8th chapter of the book of Matthew, and this is what the leper said. He said, if you can, amen, if you will, you can make me whole. And Jesus, the Bible said, looked at him and said, I will, be thou clean, and touched him and made him whole. Hey, I'm here to tell you this morning, if you are ill in your body, I believe that we serve a God that gave us a benefit package that we need not allow the enemy to take from us. Amen. Allow faith to rise in your heart and know who you are and what he's given to you, and receive it in the name of the Lord. Number three, I'm delivered. I'm delivered. How many of you here this morning used to be bound in sin? Bound by sin. Amen. The Bible says that you were a slave. I was a slave. If you are a slave to sin, or you are a, if you are in sin and living in that sinful way, then you are a servant of sin. I used to be a servant of sin. I used to be bound. But thank God, I have been delivered. Verse number 4 of our text said that he redeems our life from destruction. Amen. He redeems our life from destruction. What does it mean to be delivered? It means to be set free. Like a bird set out of a cage. Amen. Like an inmate released from prison. Have you ever watched a movie where somebody got out of jail? Or maybe you've been in the jail cell. Amen. Yourself, and you got out of jail. Do you remember how it felt when you walked out? I remember one time I was preaching. Amen. In the prison over in Boise. And when I walked in, they give you a little lanyard to wear. Amen. That has your name on it and says minister. And I preached in the chapel that night to all of those inmates, but brother, I'm going to tell you, that little lanyard that was hanging around my neck, I held on to it real tight because I knew it was my ticket out of there. And I remember when I walked out the gate, I was shouting glory, thanking God for the service. But hey, I remember, thank God, I am free. I am free. I am free. Well, I'm here to tell you this morning, thank God, I am free. And I've been delivered from sin. And I've been delivered from the grip of the adversary. Amen. And I've been delivered through Christ. Amen. It means discharged. It means let out, released, rescued, unloosed, unshackled, amen, and unfettered. If you're here this morning and you feel like you are bound by the chains of the enemy, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to leave like you came. You can walk out unshackled and unfettered, and you can walk out loosed and rescued because of our heavenly warrior, Jesus Christ, who paid the price to set us free. Amen, amen, amen. I was bound, but oh, thank God, I am free. Who redeems our life from destruction? He delivers us from our adversary. Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 8 said, the righteous is delivered out of trouble. The righteous is delivered out of trouble. Chapter 91, verse number 3, the scripture says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Psalms 91, verse number 14, this is what God is saying, because the believer has set his love upon me, because the believer has set their affections upon me. He goes on to say, therefore will I deliver him and set him on high, because he has known my name. Psalms 91 and 15, he shall call upon me, and I will answer, and I will be with him in a time of trouble, and I will deliver him, and I will honor him. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse number 21 said, and I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thy life out of the hand of the terrible. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9 tells us that the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning, we have been delivered. That little card, it is a proclamation, amen, of the benefits that we have been given. We've been saved. We've been healed. And thank God we have been delivered. Amen, amen, amen. For I am protected. I am protected. If you belong to Jesus Christ, you are protected. What protects us? His blood. We are protected by the blood. Listen to Psalms 91, verse 1 through 7. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Do you know what that means? It means something has to cause the shadows. There is a reality that causes the shadow. Amen. God is that reality. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And he said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And he shall cover me with his wings. Amen. And under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth, it goes on to say, shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. He said, 1,000 will fall at thy side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh unto you. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Jesus said these words to his apostles, to his disciples. He said, behold, I give unto you power. Now listen, I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people think that he gave power to the preacher and the evangelist and the pastor and everybody. No, he said, behold, I give you. I gave it to you. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And if that wasn't good enough, he went on to say, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Why? Because you are protected under the hand of God. You are protected by the hand of God. Sometimes we have things happen in our life, amen, that we weren't expecting. But I'm here to tell you something this morning. It didn't catch God by surprise. Psalms chapter 34, verse number 7, this is what it says. The angel of the Lord encamps around about them that reverence him. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. And that word fear just means a awe or a reverence toward God. If you are reverent toward God and you have Christ in your heart, then I'm here to tell you this morning that there is a heavenly host that is camped around about you, amen, that the enemy cannot penetrate. I got angels watching over me. I'm sealed by the blood. I'm protected by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm protected by the power of an awesome God. Amen. Pastor Gary, do you have scripture to back that up? I do. It's 2 Kings chapter 6. This is a little story from 2 Kings chapter 6. There was a Syrian king that was trying to make war with Israel. And every time this king would make his battle plans in private, God would tell it to the prophet Elisha. And Elisha would relay that information to the king of Israel. And every time the king of Syria made his battle plans in private, God would speak those plans to the prophet. The prophet would tell the king of Israel. And the Bible said, and the king would save himself, not once, not twice, but multiple times. It got to the point where the king of Syria said, somebody is, I got a spy in my ranks. Somebody is telling the king of Israel, every time I make plans, somebody is slipping out of here and getting word to the king of Israel. Amen. And he thwarts the plan. And it was told the king of Syria, you don't have a spy. It's not that you have someone that is disloyal, that's sharing the plan behind your back. That's not the problem. The problem is they have a prophet of God over there. And every time you make your plans, God speaks to that prophet, and that prophet talks to the king of Israel. And the king of Syria said, okay, well, then in order to put a stop to that, I guess we got to go get that prophet. And here's what happened. Elisha and his servant were in Dothan, and they got up early one morning. The servant went out to collect some firewood, and he looks on the hillside around about the city of Dothan, and here are all of these Syrian chariots and this huge army. And the servant is all rattled. And he goes back in and he tells the prophet, we got a problem. Because there is this whole army encamped out here on the hillside, and they aren't coming for breakfast. They're here for us. How shall we do? And this is what the prophet said. He said, Lord, open the eyes of my servant that he may see. He said, this is what he said. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. And I'm sure that servant must have looked on the hillside and then turned around and looked at the prophet. One, two. One, two. No, we're outnumbered. And God said to the Lord, or Elisha says to the Lord, Lord, open his eyes so that he can see. And when God opened that servant's eyes, the Bible said that he saw angels with chariots of fire round about them. And you know what happened? Elisha just walked up to the opposing army and said, Lord, smite them with blindness. And they all went blind. That was the battle plan. Smite them with blindness, and they all went blind. And he led them like a puppy dog into the very city of Samaria. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning, if we could just have our eyes open, we would understand that we are protected by a heavenly host. Amen. If we would just understand, sometimes we feel like we're the Lone Ranger and Tonto is backed out on us. Hey, I'm here to tell you, they that be with us are more than they that be with them, because all of heaven is on our side. Amen. I know DJ wouldn't mind me sharing this, but he called me. They moved into a new house not far from here about a year ago, and he called me one morning. He said, I need you to come to the house, Daddy. I said, what's up? He said, I went to bed last night, and he said, I was laying in the bed, and he said, it felt like something was just sitting on my chest, and I couldn't even breathe. And he said, I know it was something demonic. He said, my whole house was just in a turmoil all night long. The babies wouldn't sleep. Laura couldn't sleep. I couldn't hardly breathe. All I could whisper was, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, He said, I want you to come to my house, and I want you to anoint the doors with oil, and I want you to pray. My wife and I went over to his home the next day. I walked into that house and we began to anoint the doors and begin to pray in the Holy Spirit and begin to pray in the Spirit of God. Amen. And for a little while, I couldn't sense anything. I couldn't feel anything. But there, I'm telling you, amen, all of a sudden, it was like this wicked presence made itself known. And I watched the way it went. It went right out the back patio door and right out the back field and went right across the street. Amen. Oh, Pastor Gary, that's craziness. No, I'm protected by the blood. And that trespassing, amen, wicked spirit had no right to be there. Amen. We are protected. But brother, we got to step up and take authority over the enemy. Amen. Amen. If we allow the enemy, he'll rob us of our benefits. He'll cause us to forget all that God has done for us through Christ Jesus. But thank God, amen, if we'll just stop and remember what our warrior Jesus Christ did for us at Calvary. He saved us. He healed us. He delivered us. And he's protecting us with the blood of the Son of the Living God. Amen, amen, amen. Number five, I am preserved. I am preserved. Listen to what the scripture says in Psalms 121, verse number 7. It said, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Psalms 121, verse 8. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. For 20 years, a little over 20 years, I drove in and out of the city of Emmett. I had a little plaque made, and I had it mounted in my automobile. I may have changed automobiles over that 20-something year period, but every time I transferred cars, I transferred that little plaque. And it had this scripture on it. And every time that I would leave Emmett, Idaho to go hold a revival, I would say, all right, God, I'm leaving my home and my family and my loved ones and those that I care for, and I ask you to preserve my going out and preserve my coming back home. You get me out of here. You keep me while I'm gone, and you bring me safely home. Amen. And I'm here to tell you this morning that my God is faithful. He preserves us. He preserves us. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 18, it said, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. That was the words of the Apostle Paul. Amen. I'm here to tell you this morning, the enemy may fight against us, but we are preserved by the hand of God. Number six, we are made whole. We are made complete. Whole. What does it mean to be made whole? How many of you know that the Bible teaches that we are body, soul, and spirit? Amen. How many of you know that, amen, you can have your body in one place and your spirit be in another place? What do you mean, Pastor Gary? I mean, you can be healthy and wealthy and be spiritually poor. You can have your spirit in one place and your body out of line and need a work from God. We are body, soul, and spirit. And let me just tell you, when Jesus Christ came, he came to make us complete. He came to make us whole. He came to make us whole. Listen, the Bible says in Psalms 34 and 10, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. They that seek the Lord, those that put God first, shall not want any good thing. Why? Because he is the God that makes us whole. Amen. We can have peace. Amen. Being made whole simply means that we are at peace mentally, physically, spiritually, body, soul, and spirit. We are at rest with God. We are at peace with God. Amen. And I'm here to tell you this morning that our confession, our decree before man needs to be everything that is on that card. I am saved. I am healed. I am delivered. I am protected. I am preserved. I am made whole through the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Tuck that little thing, that little card away. Tuck that thing away in your purse. Tuck it away in your wallet. Because I'm here to tell you, the enemy will come to fight against us. The enemy will come to fight against us. And you're going to have the warrior of a mentality, or the warrior mentality, to tell the enemy, amen, no, you're not taking what rightfully belongs to me. You're not taking my peace of mind. You're not taking my joy. You're not taking my health. You're not taking, amen, my spiritual walk with God. You're not taking the benefits. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. He forgives all of my iniquities. Amen. I got up on Monday morning and blew it. Well, thank God he forgives our iniquities. Amen. God up on Tuesday morning with a limp. Well, thank God he heals. Thank God he delivers. Thank God he sets free. Amen. And he crowns our life with loving kindnesses and tender mercies and satisfies our mouth with good things. Amen, amen, amen. He satisfies our mouth with good things. Amen. Remember this morning who you are in Christ. And do not forget all that he has done for us. When the enemy comes to challenge us, let me just share something, and then I'm going to hush. Amen. We have to get this in our spirit. Let me ask you a very honest question. When you read that, was there a part of you that said, well, I'm not so sure about that? Hello? I am saved. Well, I think that I am. I am healed. Well, I don't know. Hello? When you read that, was there a part of you that wasn't completely in agreement? Well, I'm here to tell you every single one of those things. His word declares we are. We're saved. We're healed. We're delivered. We're protected. We're preserved. We're made whole. Everything that we've preached about this morning, his word declares belongs to us. If there's a part of you that couldn't find agreement, amen, it's not because God's word is out of line. It's because your spirit needs to line up with God's word. Amen. The problem isn't on his side. Oh, I may need to duck now. The problem isn't on his side. The benefits are theirs. They're ours. They've already been given. We just have to appropriate them. We have to walk in them. We have to rise up and take them. If you had health insurance and you had surgery on your big toe and they sent you the bill for $25,000, that's probably closer than true than what you might think. And they sent you the bill, and you decided, well, I guess I've got to write the check for it and send it in. And you never turned it in to your insurance company. Is that the insurance company's fault? No, it was there all along. You just needed to appropriate it. You needed to take advantage of your benefits. I'm here to tell you this morning, everything that's written on that card is yours. Everything that's written on that card is mine. Amen. Don't try to pay for it yourself. It's already been paid for. All we have to do is appropriate it. Amen. It's ours. It's ours. And sometimes we have to get enough word in us that it begins to take root and we begin to realize that the word is truth. Sometimes we have to put it before our eyes and read it over and over and over. I remember I read a story years ago about Smith Wigglesworth, powerful man of God. And he was staying with a family, and they had a daughter that was crippled and expected to pass away. The daughter was upstairs, and Smith Wigglesworth was an evangelist, and he was staying with the family while he preached a revival there in that city. And the first day that he was there, he went up with the family and laid hands on the girl and prayed for her. And this is what he said. He said, I want you to confess this scripture in Galatians that Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Sickness is a curse, and therefore I'm redeemed. I'm healed. And he said, they prayed with her and they went downstairs. A week went by and the girl had not passed, hadn't come down. And he said, all of a sudden they were sitting at breakfast one morning and they heard a noise upstairs, the sound of someone jumping up on the floor. And they quieted the chatter at the table and began to listen upstairs. And they heard the girl saying, hey, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. I've been redeemed. Sickness is a curse, and I'm healed. And
he said, pretty soon, here she come, running down the stairs, hollering, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Totally healed. Totally healed. What happened? She kept the word in front of her face, kept the word in front of her eyes. And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. Amen. And the more she kept that word in front of her eyes and into her heart and into her spirit, the more it began to grow and the more faith began to take root. Amen. Until one day faith united with the power of God and she was delivered from her sickness and delivered from her disease and was completely made well. Amen. Keep it in front of you. It is a memorial of the benefits that have been given to us through and by Jesus Christ. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who heals all of our iniquities, who heals all of our diseases. Redeems our life from destruction, crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, satisfies our life with good things. Heavenly Father, in the wonderful and mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, this morning, we are grateful for the opportunity together here in this place and just bring to remembrance those things that our heavenly captain Jesus secured for us at the cross. Thank you this morning that you forgive all of our iniquities and that we are saved, that you heal all of our diseases and that we are healed. Thank you for delivering us from the snare of the enemy, from the trap of the adversary, from the cage of the wicked one. And whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Lord, this morning we are grateful for the benefits that you have given us through this great, wonderful, magnificent salvation. Bought and purchased and paid for at the cross of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that as we keep this ever before our eyes, ever before our conscious spirit, and we bring to remembrance that you are the Savior, you are the healer, you are the deliverer, you are the protector, you are the preserver, you are the one that makes us whole. I pray, oh God, that it will get in us and that it will manifest itself in our life and in our walk and in our attitude and in our praise. I ask it in Jesus' name, touch our hearts with the word this morning. Touch our hearts with the word this morning. Touch our hearts with the word this morning. In Jesus' name, everyone stand to your feet. Let's read it one more time. You got your card? Say it with me one more time. I am saved. Amen. We used to sing a little song in children's church. If you're saved and you know it, say amen. I am saved. I am healed. I am delivered. I'm protected. I am preserved. And I am made whole through Jesus' name. Amen. Would you slip your hands up and give him a praise for it? Slip your hands up and give him a thanks for it. Oh, Father, we thank you for your great salvation. Thank you for redeeming our life from destruction. When we were alienated and enemies of God, thank you for making a way to reconcile us to yourself. Thank you for your protecting hand.
Thank you for the protecting blood. Thank you for the preserving power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, oh God, that you are able to make us whole within, without, mind, body, soul, spirit. And that we don't just have to sing about the sweet by and by, but we can enjoy the glorious right now, right now. Thank you, oh God, for the greatest warrior that ever walked the planet Earth, Jesus Christ, who laid down his life to give us spiritual life and that more abundant. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give